Hello and welcome to GCSE Physics Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most mind-blowing topics in your OCR physics specification, the Big Bang Theory. Now, I'm not talking about the TV show. I'm talking about the scientific explanation for how our entire universe began. This is topic 8.12, and it's absolutely crucial for your exam. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll explore what the Big Bang actually was, examine the two key pieces of evidence that support it, redshift and cosmic microwave background radiation, and I'll share some essential exam tips to help you pick up those vital marks. Let's get started. Core concepts. 5 minutes. So, what exactly is the Big Bang Theory? Here's the key idea you need to understand. The universe began approximately 13.8 billion years ago from an extremely small, incredibly hot, and unimaginably dense region. Now, this is where students often make their first mistake. The Big Bang was not an explosion of matter into empty space. Instead, it was the rapid expansion of space itself. Space, time, matter, and energy all began at this moment. There was no before the Big Bang, and there was no empty space for it to expand into. Space itself was created and has been expanding ever since. Let me give you a helpful analogy that OCR examiners love. Imagine the surface of a balloon with dots drawn on it representing galaxies. As you inflate the balloon, the dots move further apart from each other, not because they're moving across the surface, but because the surface itself is stretching. That's exactly what's happening with our universe. Space itself is expanding, carrying galaxies along with it. But be careful in the exam. If you're asked to critique this model, remember that a balloon has a center and an edge, whereas the universe does not. Now, let's talk about the first major piece of evidence, redshift. When astronomers observe distant galaxies, they notice something fascinating. The light from these galaxies has been shifted towards the red end of the electromagnetic spectrum. This means the wavelength of the light has increased and the frequency has decreased. Why does this happen? As light travels through expanding space, the wavelengths get stretched along with the space itself. The further away a galaxy is, the more space there is between us and it, so the more stretching occurs, and the greater the redshift we observe. Here's the crucial connection for your exam. Redshift tells us that distant galaxies are moving away from us. And here's the really important bit. The further away a galaxy is, the faster it's receding. This relationship is called Hubble's Law, and it's powerful evidence that the universe is expanding. If you rewind this expansion backwards in time, all galaxies would converge at a single point, the Big Bang. In your exam, make sure you explicitly state that wavelength increases and frequency decreases when describing redshift. Don't just say the light becomes redder. That's too vague and won't earn you full marks. The second key piece of evidence is cosmic microwave background radiation, or CMBR for short. This is absolutely fascinating. At the moment of the Big Bang, the universe was filled with incredibly high energy gamma radiation because it was so hot. As the universe expanded, it cooled down, and this radiation was stretched to longer and longer wavelengths. Today, that same radiation has been stretched all the way to microwave wavelengths, and we can detect it coming from every direction in space. It's like the afterglow of the Big Bang, still visible 13.8 billion years later. Here's what you need to write in your exam. CMBR is gamma radiation produced at the Big Bang that has been stretched to microwave wavelengths due to the expansion of the universe. The fact that it's detected uniformly from all directions supports the idea that the Big Bang happened everywhere at once, not at a specific location in space. This is a common misconception. The Big Bang didn't happen at a point in space, it happened at every point in space simultaneously. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Right, let's talk exam technique. This topic typically appears in 4 to 6 mark questions, often as part of a longer response question. The assessment objectives are split roughly 40% AO1, 40% AO2, and 20% AO3, which means you need to recall knowledge, apply it to unfamiliar contexts, and analyze data or evaluate theories. Here are the most common mistakes students make and how to avoid them. First, describing the Big Bang as an explosion into empty space. Always emphasize that space itself expanded. Second, saying that galaxies themselves are expanding. No, galaxies are held together by gravity. It's the space between them that's increasing. Third, confusing the cause of redshift with the cause of CMBR. Redshift is caused by the recession of galaxies. CMBR is caused by the cooling and stretching of radiation from the early universe. Keep these separate in your mind. When you see command words like explain, you must give reasons. Use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, Distant galaxies show redshift because the space between us and them is expanding, which stretches the wavelength of light. For describe questions, focus on what happens, not why. And for evaluate questions, you might be asked to compare the Big Bang theory with the steady state theory. Remember, the steady state theory suggested the universe has always existed and is not expanding. The discovery of CMBR provided strong evidence against it because the steady state theory couldn't explain this uniform background radiation. One more tip. If you're asked about the balloon model, mention its limitations. The balloon has a surface and a center, but the universe does not. The universe has no edge and no center. Every point in the universe is expanding away from every other point. Quickfire recall quiz, 1 minute. All right, let's test your recall. I'll ask 3 quick questions, pause the podcast, and try to answer them before I give you the answers. Question 1. What does redshift tell us about distant galaxies? Answer. Redshift tells us that distant galaxies are moving away from us, and the further away they are, the faster they're receding. Question 2. What is CMBR, and why is it important? Answer. CMBR is cosmic microwave background radiation, gamma radiation from the Big Bang that has been stretched to microwave wavelengths. It's important because it provides evidence that the universe began in a hot, dense state and has been expanding and cooling ever since. Question 3. What's the key difference between the Big Bang as an explosion and the Big Bang as expansion? Answer. An explosion would be matter moving into existing empty space. The Big Bang was the expansion of space itself, with no outside or pre-existing space. How did you do? If you got all 3, brilliant! If not, go back and review those sections. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. Let's wrap up. The Big Bang theory states that the universe began from an extremely small, hot, and dense region approximately 13.8 billion years ago and has been expanding ever since. The 2 key pieces of evidence are redshift, which shows galaxies are moving away from us with more distant galaxies receding faster, and CMBR, the stretched remnant of gamma radiation from the Big Bang now detectable as microwaves from all directions. In your exam, be precise with your language. Use terms like wavelength increases, space expands, and gamma radiation stretched to microwave wavelengths. Avoid vague descriptions and always link observations to conclusions. Remember, examiners are looking for clear, logical explanations that show you understand not just what happened, but why the evidence supports the theory. Thank you so much for listening to GCSE Physics Essentials. Keep practicing those exam-style questions, and remember, understanding the Big Bang isn't just about memorizing facts, it's about seeing how evidence leads to scientific conclusions. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you next time.